With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, December 3rd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Well, a busy night of high school sporting events yesterday. Let's get you the full rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start on the hardwood in girls basketball, where Lamar's Community took a tough home opening loss to 7th-ranked Spirit Lake by a final score of 69-26. Grace Westhoff had half of the Bulldogs' points, scoring 13 in Lamar's first loss of the season. Elsewhere in MRAC girls basketball, Sioux City East beat Spencer 63-51. It was Storm Lake over Sioux City North, 52-43. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a big winner over Western Christian, 71-49. And Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated Glenwood, 58-39. In Wargo Conference girls basketball, MMCRU lost to a ranked opponent last night on the road, falling to number 15 ranked Harris Lake Park, 50-34. Tia Tenninger, Haley Staub, and Chloe Alish each had 6 points in the losing effort for the Royals. Other Warrego Conference of girls basketball scores, Trinity Christian was a winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 44-29, and George Little Rock hangs on to defeat South O'Brien, 41-38. To the Western Valley Conference, MMCRU's high school gym hosted a great contest in girls action, but the Kingsley Pearson girls could not quite get the win. Lawton Bronson defeats the Panthers 63-62 in overtime last night in Marcus. Julia Howe had 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals. Addie Foster, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 blocks. Ada Pratt had 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And it was Claire Pashaw with 6 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals. But the Panthers come up 1 point short in overtime and take their first loss of the season. The other Western Valley Conference girls basketball scores from yesterday: OABCIG trounced Denison Schleswig 59-31. 11th-ranked Pocahontas Area was a big winner over Ridgeview 60-36. And Woodbury Central downed East Sac County by a margin of 43-36. We'll transition now to the boys basketball scoreboard, where in the MRAC, Lamar's Community was opening their season, and they opened it in a big way, defeating Spirit Lake 78-59. 4 different Bulldogs scored in double figures, led by Andrew Grant's 19 points. Mason Pippett had 17 points. Wadi Hosniang had a nice 15-point night, and Tyson Augustine contributed 14 points as well, as the Bulldogs start the season off 1-0. Other MRAC boys basketball scores: Lewis Central rolled past Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 78-37. Sioux City North got dominated by Storm Lake 78-34. Sioux City East, a nice win over Spencer 59-53. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, boy, what a dominant way to start the season. They defeated Western Christian last night 74-51. Watch out for the Warriors in boys basketball this year. In Wargo Conference boys action, the Galen Catholic boys defeated Remsen St. Mary's 51-27. The Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball team was opening their season, and it was the first winter activity of any kind since that tragic girls basketball bus accident that happened 2.5 weeks ago. Remsen St. Mary's co-head coach Justin Rudin says it was nice to get the community together and enjoy a little basketball for a while.
I think that was the best part, and then I think even one of the better ones too. A great little prayer and stuff beforehand, and then I got to look up at the crowd and I seen Hallie Bunker's here and did a little nod, wink and stuff. So I was like, yeah, it's game time. So I like seeing those girls, especially them that are like players, they're basketball players. They want us playing, and I think it was the boys kind of were ready to get out and just do something normal.
Well, it was a better normal night for Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball. It did not go their way. Galen Catholic picked up the 24-point victory, and Galen Catholic head coach Eric Kellen said the Jays had to adapt a little bit to what Remsen St. Mary's was throwing to them defensively, but once they did that, they were good to go.
Once we seen how St. Mary's was going to attack the bigs, we knew that our guards had to do something then. And like I said, worked really hard, I guess we, in practice we have and stuff like that, but really focused on finding the gaps, like I said earlier. And I told the guards, just let's light it up. You can shoot. We've worked on that in practice and feel good about it. You missed a couple, that's fine. Look at the percentage of the game and, wow, 50%, that's a really good number. We can win a lot of games with that.
Yeah, the Jays went 8 of 16 from the outside, and they were able to get a lot of contribution from the outside from Dylan Lubin, as he had 14 points to lead the Jays. Coach Kellen looked to Lubin to be a leader in the game, and Dylan responded.
I talked to him when he came out the one time, and I said, you got to be the leader again. He had a couple turnovers that aren't quite like him, and just needed to get his confidence back up. And I told him, hey, you're the leader for a reason. Go out there and attack it. St. Mary's did a good job. They knew a lot of our plays from last night. So he had the load, like I said, in Coach's Corner the one time that I'm going to put the load on your shoulders. And, boy, he did it tonight.
Remsen St. Mary's was their season opener, falling to 0-1. Co-head coach Justin Rudin says this was a good measuring stick for his team, and now the Hawks have a full week to get ready for their next game.
Offensively, you know, the details of screen setting, putting pressure on the rim, and that's tough against a team like this that we want to shy away. And then a lot of our shot clock violations come from when we're passing around the outside. So we need to kind of learn to be that more aggressive team, kind of looking to get like what we would call dominoes rolling. So, but I think all that will be addressed, and I think these guys, very coachable kids, like I said, this is a good baseline to see where we're at, and now we can kind of work from there.
We mentioned Dylan Lubin led the way for Galen Catholic, who improves to 2-0. Lubin had 14 points, Carson Arnes had 9 points, and Carson Schecker added 8 points off the bench. Remsen St. Mary's was led by Titan Waldschmidt, who had 9 points in his varsity debut. Bo Johnson had 6 points for the Hawks, who start the year off 0-1. Elsewhere in Warrego Conference boys basketball, MMCRU opened their season with a dominant victory on the road, defeating Harris Lake Park 69-38. Four different Royals scored in double figures. Camden Bork had 19 points, Wyatt Ollish 15 points, Brandon Dreckman another 13 points, and Michael Schmellen had 12 points, as things translated well from the football field to the boys basketball court for the Royals. Warrego Conference scoreboard continues with Akron Westfield taking a loss on the road at West Sioux, 62-24 win for the Falcons. South O'Brien defeated George Little Rock 57-35, and it was Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a high scoring affair, beating Trinity Christian 79-54. Western Valley Conference boys basketball, Kingsley Pearson opened their season with a win, also at the MMCRU High School gym, with a 49-42 win over Lawton Bronson. Westwood rolled past Storm Lake St. Mary's 62-19. OABCIG was a winner over Denison Schleswig 59-40. Ridgeview hangs 81 on Pocahontas Area and defeats the Indians 81-50, and Woodbury Central BD Sac County 52-35. We transition from basketball now to wrestling. There was a number of wrestling opportunities for our local athletes yesterday. Starting on the girls' side, the Akron Westfield girls hosting three teams in Akron for some dual matchups. The Westerners lost their first two matches 53-24 to Sioux Center and 54-30 to Sioux City East, but were able to bounce back in a nice way to get their first dual win of the season, defeating Woodbury Central 30-18. A couple of Westerners had great days. Bree Rolfus and Isabella Utesh each went 2-0 in matches they competed in. They were also able to get a third 6-point tally to their ledger by winning a match over forfeit in their duel as well. Elsewhere in that duel of girls wrestling teams, Sioux Center defeated Woodbury Central 60-24. The Warriors also beat Sioux City East 60-18, and Sioux City East beat Woodbury Central 54-24. On the boys' side of that quad, the Akron Westfield boys had a tough go of things. That was a loaded field. Sioux Center beat Akron Westfield 69-5. Sioux City East got the Westerners in a closer contest 48-34, but the Westerners also hosted the number 2 ranked dual team in Class 1A. That's Woodbury Central, and the Wildcats defeated the Westerners 62-12 in their duel. Nathan Schoenfelder still had a great day on the mat. He went 2-0 to open his season. Connor Morrow went 2-1, losing a very close 1-point 3-2 decision in that Sioux Center duel to open the day for him on the mat. The other boys wrestling scores from that quad in Akron: Sioux Center beat Sioux City East 54-30, and second ranked Woodbury Central rolled past their other opponents, defeating Sioux City East 60-12 and Sioux Center 48-30. Finally, on the boys wrestling scoreboard, number 10 ranked Hinton opened their season with two victories in dual competition. A good all ranked matchup, as the Blackhawks defeated 17th ranked Lawton Bronson 47-32. And then the Blackhawks had a perfect duel. They maxed out the scoreboard and pitched a shutout over Sioux City West, an 84-0 dual victory over the Wolverines. I'd say the Blackhawks are in midseason form already in their season opener. Spencer Trobaugh, Tommy Tanner, and Jackson Kunkel in their two matches all picked up victories for the Blackhawks. The other duel there in Lawton saw 17th-ranked Lawton Bronson take it to Sioux City West 75-0. to 6. Finally, to the bowling scoreboard, girls action, West Sioux, Akron, Westfield, MOC, Floyd Valley took a loss to St. Albert by a score of 1868 to 1528. And in boys bowling action, St. Albert got the better of West Sioux, Akron, Westfield, MOC, Floyd Valley as well, 2446 to 2137. But Akron Westfield student Matthew Swancutt, in his season debut, he shot a 392 with his best game coming in at 215, as he is a part of that great West Sioux Akron Westfield MOC Floyd Valley bowling program. You can check out all these scores and results from a busy day of basketball, wrestling, and bowling. They're on our website right now at KLEM1410.com. Well, the sports schedule for today, it is empty for high school sports. Not much happening on Wednesday. Things will pick up again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to bringing that to you here on KLEM Radio during our next day's sports updates. Until then, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com, for up-to-date sports news and notes. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.